You're listening to the Elephant in the Room podcast, powered by One Light Ahead. This is your place to join other leaders and high-achieving professionals who are serious about owning their leadership. Each week, we share strategies, interviews, and advice so you can be purposeful about your mindset and discover exactly what it means to live and lead unlayered.
Thank you again, as always, for joining us for another episode of Addressing the Elephant in the Room. I am the host, and my name is April Balcero. I'm also the founder of One Light Ahead, a service of One Light Academy. We are all about leading and living unlayered. It is based out of our book called Slaying the Onion, which ironically is going to be somewhat of my onion today and my elephant. So we'll dive into what I mean here in just a minute. Most importantly, thank you again for each and every one of you that have been joining us for quite a while. We are going into our next season. So I get to do a solo cast today to introduce you to our next season. A big thank you to all our guests over the many seasons we've done now, to the impact that we are making across the country, across the world. We are now past our 25. Thank you again. We have made our goal for this year already, and it's not even the middle of the year. So please, thank you again, and be purposeful about the opportunity to help us continue to expand, because at the end of the day, this opportunity is not about one individual. This Addressing the Elephant in the Room podcast is about the subjects. It is about the tough conversations. It is about the opportunity to give each guest and their choice of what elephant they take on. And we choose seasons from many of our support resources we've had so that it can help a guest decide how it relates to them. So this particular season, our theme is building bridges. And as the solo cast today, I get to take on the elephant of what is it perception of building bridges. Ironically, the Slaying the Onion book gives an immense detail about this building bridges concept, so much so that we barely scratched the surface. And as my editor and I were working on the multitude of layers of the bridges, we realized that there's a whole nother book for the building bridges concept. Yet we did a pretty high level introduction of it in the book Slaying the Onion. And so I'm going to set some groundwork for the book, the bridges concept, as well as the perceptions of the bridges and how gaps get created in these bridges, and an opportunity to start helping people learn how to safely cross bridges, considerately cross bridges, and determine how they define what a bridge is to them and how they may look at where they are on the bridge. A lot of material there. So we'll slowly ramp it up, and we'll do another solo cast to do a little bit more detail in this in the future. First of all, there is a concept that we introduce in the Slaying the Onion. And so remember, the elephant of the conversation is our season theme of building bridges. So what do we mean by building a bridge? How could that be an elephant? Well, if we think about the bridges that are actually ones that we cross in our vehicle or our pedestrian bridges, they are a framework to allow us to cross over something, whether it be another highway, whether that be a lake, whether that be whatever that is. They are bridges that create a crossway, a path to take a point A and a point B and give a means to move along. In conversations, in relationships, bridges are how we allow a person to hear, connect, and understand how we are working to connect with them. So let's start with the concept of what we call the whole perspective. And we introduce that in the Slaying the Onion because there's a multitude of layers to an individual. And when they meet somebody in an experience, and that's in the whole and the brave, and you'll want to dive into the material in the Slaying the Onion book to really deeply dive, and the links will be in the show notes, to deeply dive into the perspectives, because there's so much here, it would not be able to be covered in one podcast. What we can do is give you a quick overview. So the whole perspective is built with a concept of the outside in. Most of us live in that perspective of how we respond to external stimuli. And so we work in what we experience in the world, in our history, our how we organize and filter things, what we truly love, and how we live in that external experience. And then we have another perspective we call the inside out, which is the brave perspective. And that is a concept of being who you want to be, responsible for who you want to be responsible for, attracting who you want to surround yourself with, living by the values you say are important so that you create an overarching brave experience. Those whole and brave bridges within yourself is a whole book. Never mind the bridges that you build. And we talk so much about it in the Slaying the Onion book. We talk about how the communication perspectives start in the different letters of the layers. And many people that have started doing the Living Unlayered experiences with us, started working through the material, have discovered that the more they learn about the layers, the more they learn about connecting with others at the layers, they understand that there's a multitude of layers. And once they uncover one layer, they uncover another layer. And sometimes they're able to slay one layer and one layer's got to wait. That's a whole lot said in the communication perspective. So what does that mean with the ability to bridge? When you're dealing with from an outside perspective or an inside perspective, depending on where you meet the other person in that bridge. So let's use an example. And one of the examples I use in the book, and it just happened to me recently. I was sitting in an auto shop and I caught myself in my own awareness of this building bridges concept. And I was inside my phone. I was working on a conversation. I was texting. I was doing a couple of things for work as I was waiting on my vehicle. And all of a sudden I realized, oh my goodness, I'm doing exactly what I don't recommend. And I put my phone down and I saw the lady in front of me. And I started a conversation with this beautiful young, not so young, but beautiful lady. And she and I had an amazing conversation. And we just started sharing some worldly experiences. We started connecting from different history experiences and how we filter all the different conversations that we have. We had a beautiful conversation. She hugged me before she left. And she said to me, this obviously was a very divine conversation. And that was because I chose to cross the bridge. I chose to recognize that I was allowing myself to build a barrier of communication with that phone. Had I kept my head in that phone, I wouldn't have looked up. I wouldn't have acknowledged. I wouldn't have started the conversation. And I wouldn't have gotten that beautiful opportunity to invest in another life. That is what I call building a bridge. Taking my brave self, opening the door and meeting her and her whole self. And then she brought out her brave self as we communicated. It was a whole beautiful journey while we waited on our vehicles. I love those type of experiences. I share a couple of different experiences in the book because that is how we get to experience each other. When we start to build conversations with each other, we start to understand where on what side of the bridge we're at is where we start having real connections. Now, one of the things that I also give some very key conversations. So this is how you, as you know, if you've been listening to us for a while, we talk about how it shows up in conversations first. That was the first example. Then we talk about how does it become an elephant? The reason building bridges becomes an elephant is because more often than not, there are gaps in the bridge. And on a roadway, if there's a pothole, you fill a gap. Your vehicle, your body, everything feels the gap. In a conversation, it may be a misunderstanding. It may be a word that triggered somebody. It may be all different perspectives that cause what we call gaps in communication. And when that happens, we discover that somebody was operating from a different place than the bridge. And we have some choices to make. We can either retreat and go to our side of the bridge and never cross that bridge again, or we can work to validate the person and hear their perspective, hear their concerns, hear their challenges, and then say, would you be open to another perspective? Because that's what building bridges is about. most importantly here, that until someone is heard, completely heard, they will not hear a word you say, whether you like it or not, until a person knows that they are truly felt, seen, and valued, experienced, and heard about what they say matters. Whatever you say will go on deaf ears, and the bridge will not get built. This is so true for so many people, and it's so challenging because so many people want that everybody to cross to their side of the bridge before they're willing to hear somebody on the other side of the bridge. That is what causes an immense amount of division in our world. So we're working to build some understanding. We're working to help people learn how to hear each other, learn how to validate and respect each other. Doesn't mean you have to agree. It means that you learn to hear and truly understand so that they will have the desire or willingness to hear and validate your perspective. They may not agree either. Yet when you learn how to build a productive connection bridge, a value exchange bridge, where you are sharing each other's values and learning whether or not you agree or not, you learn how to respect, understand, communicate, and bridge the gap. So we build bridges by moving to the other person's side of the bridge with invitation only. So often we can move to somebody else's side of the bridge and not ask for an invitation, and we invade their space. I share a story, and it'll be interesting to see if the listener hears yourself in this conversation. I worked as part of a team years ago, and we had a REO account. So I have 20 plus years in real estate. I've done all different aspects of real estate. And we had an REO team, which we had a bank account to fund and handle all the properties that we were managing. I shared this account with somebody, and one day I walked up to have a conversation with her about this situation. And she, not so politely, she was challenged with the way I approached her and said, obviously you don't care about me or what I was doing. You decided you were the priority and you made yourself more important. My immediate response was to back up and say, I hear you. And I gave it some time. I mellowed out and I approached her afterwards, and we had a beautiful conversation. And I said, thank you for being so candid. Thank you for being willing to say I intruded in your space, and thank you for helping me become aware of how I didn't show you respect in that moment. In that moment, I thought it was a priority and she felt it was an intrusion. The beautiful thing is we are still amazing friends today because we are comfortable being candid with each other and purposeful in our conversation so that we do invite each other into appropriate bridges when and if we're ready to be in that bridge. I know that seems like a unique experience, yet it probably happens more often than you realize in different situations, different conversations. So your opportunities, you think about something that might have happened to you, somebody that might have responded in a way that seemed standoffish, seemed triggered, seemed challenged. Understand that you don't know what was happening in their mind, in their heart, in their situations, and your opportunity is to ask some questions and be in curiosity and clarify how you ask for an invitation next time. What I learned from that conversation that day was to ask people before I even said a word, did I catch it a good time? May I interrupt your thought pattern for a minute? And they more often than not will say, you know what, I've got a minute. Or they'll say, could you come back 5 minutes late or an hour or two, whatever it may be. That is called invitations to building bridges. There's a lot of conversation there. I'm hoping you're following. As you go through the season about building bridges, our guests are going to be talking about how they're building bridges and how their perspectives in the building bridges concept has happened. We hope that you get value. We'll look forward to wrapping it up and giving you more perspective on the depths of how these bridges happen. Here's the one bite out of the elephant I'd love for you to take away. When you are having any conversation, when you are working with an individual in your home, when you are communicating in a sibling or a child parent or significant other, whether it be at work with a team member, a direct report, a owner or founder, whoever that may be, when you approach them, one little bite is to ask them, have I caught you at a good time? Would you have the bandwidth or the brain space to have a conversation about this? Now, mind you, if they've approached you, that you may want to contemplate and breathe as you look to respond to somebody because they haven't thought to ask you that. You may be in the middle of something. You pick up the phone and somebody immediately goes into their conversation and they haven't even verified you've caught up with them. Those are moments for you to just take a big, deep breath. Just a big, deep breath and say, they don't know what's going on in my world. They don't know. Now, you may not want to say that out loud, although you may, you know, by the way, Mr. or Mrs., I'm sure you didn't realize that I might be in the middle of something. I really appreciate your call. I'll need to reschedule it. Or I really appreciate this conversation. Could we schedule some specific time where you've got my full attention? A lot of people have a hard time saying no or to set some boundaries. Sometimes the best thing is say, yes, I'd love to talk to you about this and I want you to have my full attention. So let's schedule some time on this day or this day. That way you are honoring and validating and hearing the person without pushing them away, without treating them as if they weren't heard. And sometimes you may have a moment to say, you know, would you let me finish this thought and I'll be fully available to you in just 2 minutes. Sometimes that's a simple little way of building a bridge. Sometimes it's a really big bridge and sometimes it's a very, very challenging bridge. Some people that have had trauma, some people that have had a lot of hurt, they can be skeptical, they can be protected, they can be guarded. All that is ridiculously normal. We, as an individual looking to build a bridge, have an opportunity to be purposeful about understanding, coming from compassion, coming from curious, working in curiosity and being purposeful and saying, I really want to build a bridge with this person because I want to build a relationship. I want to discover. And if you're willing, take a look at our Slaying the Onion experience or our Living on Layered groups. The book is a tool that's going to be, it is in the process of being updated. There is versions available now. And yet we are excited to launch a new one with much more detail because we understand these whole and brave concepts, these building bridges concepts are so deep and have so much detail and so much power in the awareness. So we want to start planting seeds with you because building bridges is what we all need right now. We all have an opportunity to remove division. We have an opportunity to create valuable relationship exchanges. We have an opportunity to build a bridge, one relationship, one conversation at a time. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing. And thank you for continuing to support our worldwide exposure and reach. Have an amazing day. Bye, everyone.
You've been listening to the Elephant in the Room podcast from One Light Ahead. For more content and resources, visit onelightahead.com.